Tayo po ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series ng Book of Galatians, No Other Gospel. Yung letter na ito is sinulat ni Apostle Paul sa mga young Gentile churches mismo sa Galatia. It's also called Asia Minor, and yung lugar na ito sa panahon na ito ay tawag ay modern-day Turkey. Ang dahilan kung bakit sinulat ni Paul ang liham na ito ay ina-address niya yung mga kuwad na mangangaral dahil nagkakalat sila ng mga maling gospel. No? So, remember, this church is barely a year or maybe a year old lang. Paul preached the gospel there, and all of a sudden, may mga false teachers are going in sa mga churches na to, and they're just saying na mali yung tinuro ni Paul. They're inserting doubts about the validity of the gospel message na pinreach ni Paul. At the same time, they're questioning yung authority ng gospel messenger na kung saan si Paul ito. And so Paul highlighted sa kanyang letter that there is only one gospel, and that is the gospel of grace, that is the gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Hindi gospel plus, not gospel plus Jewish laws and traditions, not Jesus plus good works, na kung saan madalas ito tinuturo ng mga Judaizers, which is sila yung false teachers. So, kini-question nila kay Paul yung pinanggagalingan ng kanyang gospel message. Saan ba talaga galing yan, Paul? Gawa-gawa lang ba ni Paul ito, or is this just a second-hand information na nakuha lang ni Paul sa mga apostles sa Jerusalem? So yun po yung lumalabas na bulungan, yun ang siraan na nangyayari sa mga iglesia na ito. Is the gospel of grace an invention of man's imagination? Or is it from God Himself? Is this human or is this divine? Friends, the same question is being asked sa panahon natin ngayon about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Where does this gospel come from? Ito ba talaga galing sa tao? Inimbento lang ba ito ng mga tao? O galing ba talaga ito sa Diyos? Na kung saan ang isang mensahe na nagliligtas. To defend this, Paul demonstrated God's work of grace sa life niya in two ways. And ito po yung pinaka-passage nating aralin. Well, one, he will defend by explaining yung origins or source ng gospel. And second na kanyang gagawin sa passage ito, he will also share God's transforming grace sa personal life niya. My prayer this afternoon is that we would be amazed and humbled by God's grace in saving, transforming, and using sinners like us. Ang main point natin ngayong hapon na ito is the gospel of grace from God transforms rebels to followers of Christ for the glory of God. The gospel of grace from God transforms rebels to followers of Christ for the glory of God. We only have 2 points ngayong hapon na ito. Number one, the source of the gospel of grace, verses 10 to 12. And number two, God's work of grace, verses 13 hanggang 24. Number one, the source of the gospel of grace. When we say the gospel of grace, ito yung gospel of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Ang mga false teachers or Judaizers ay inaakusan si Paul na people pleaser. Yun ang bitawan na binibigay kay Paul. People pleaser ka kasi. Bakit na tinawag na people pleaser daw si Paul? Dahil binago daw niya ang gospel na itinuro ng mga apostles upang makuha ang loob ng mga Gentile believers sa Galatia. Tinuturo mo, Paul, na hindi na kailangan sundin yung traditions at saka laws kasi gusto mo lang makuha yung loob ng mga Gentile believers na ito. Yun daw ang dahilan. At paano nag-respond si Paul dito sa akusasyon na ito? Well, tingnan natin yung verse 10. Ano sabi sa verse 10? Sabi ni Paul, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were still trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Yun ang kanyang sagot. Walang interest si Paul to be a people pleaser. Just to make it simple. Wala siyang interest na maging people pleaser. Take note, binanggit dyan sa verse 10, if I were still trying to please man. So what is this supposed to mean? Dahil dati siyang Pharisee, a religious leader. And as a Pharisee, he was admired by the people dahil sa kanyang religious zeal. Dahil siya isang spiritual guru, a spiritual teacher. That's why ang mga tao ay admire na admire siya. And he enjoyed the praises of men. And because he enjoyed the praises of men, he is a people, or was a people pleaser. So ang point, ang argument ni Paul dito, if I wanted to be a people pleaser, dapat tinuloy ko na yung pagiging Pharisee ko. Kung yun ang sinasabi ninyo sa akin, di sana hindi na ako nagpe-preach ng gospel ni Jesus Christ, na kung sa itong gospel na to, marami nagagalit sa akin. Na itong gospel na to, halos gulpin ako at mamatay ako. Itong gospel na ito, na kung saan ina-address ang kasal, di sana kung gusto ko maging people pleaser, hindi na ipipreach ko. Diba? So ito yung logic and yung argument na sinasabi ni Paul. If he wants to be a people pleaser, then he would have preached an invented gospel. That he would have preached a gospel that is more appealing, a gospel that is non-offensive, a gospel that everyone would agree, a gospel that will make the Judaizers happy. Ngunit hindi po itong hangarin ni Paul. He never desired that. His desire and goal is to be a faithful servant of Christ. Paano? By preaching faithfully the gospel of Jesus Christ. Even to the point that he will suffer for it. Even to the point that he will be hated. I'd like to make a side application dito sa point na ito. Friends, if your goal in life, listen, if your goal in life is to be liked by everyone, if your goal and desire in life is to be liked by your colleagues, liked by your bosses, liked by your classmates, liked by your friends and relatives, if the goal and desire of your life is to be liked to the point that you never shared the gospel to them, or to the point that you have diluted or changed the gospel to be more appealing and attractive, then you will have a hard time being a faithful and fruitful follower of Jesus Christ. If you are a people pleaser, mahihirapan ka lumago sa iyong pananampalataya at hindi ka magiging mayabong na Kristiyano. Dahil ang mga faithful and fruitful followers of Jesus ay nakakaranas ng matinding oposisyon, nakakaranas ng mockery, intense scrutiny and ridicule because they share the true gospel, they share the truth of God's word. Friends, could it be the reason why you're not a faithful and fruitful follower of Christ is because you are more concerned about pleasing others than God? Whose approval are you trying to win? Paul is not a people pleaser. But hindi niya gawa-gawa ang gospel ng kanyang tinuturo. Tinuturo niya kagaya ng pagkakaturo ng mga apostles. Hindi ito yung gospel na nagawa-gawa na inaakusa sa kanya ng mga false prophets. Tingnan natin ang sinabi niya sa verse 11. For I would have you know, brothers, that the gospel that was preached by me is not man's gospel. Ang sinasabi po ni Paul dito, hindi galing sa kanya itong gospel na ito. Hindi ito nagmula sa tao. Hindi niya inimbento ito o inimbento nino man. Hindi ito gawa-gawa. Kung hindi, hindi ito nagmula sa tao. Kung hindi ito nagmula sa tao, pastor, then kanino nagmula itong gospel na ito? Well, ang sagot po dyan ay nasa verse 12. For I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught by it. But I received it through a revelation, kanino raw? Jesus Christ. So hindi galing sa tao. Galing kay Jesus Christ. Now this is a huge question and issues dito kasi during yung time na si Paul nandyan is si Jesus Christ ay nasa heaven na. So the question is, paano nangyari yon? Eh si Jesus have already ascended from heaven. Ano yung claim si Paul dito na si Jesus Christ daw nag-reveal ng gospel sa kanya? Paano yon? Well, Paul, we'll circle around that later. Paul is saying the gospel that he received and preaches ay nagmumula sa Diyos. Nagmula directly kay Jesus Christ. Listen, the gospel of grace did not come from any human imagination, but was derived from God's revelation. Paul directly received the gospel from Jesus himself on the roadway to Damascus. Nasa Acts chapter 9 po yan. Mababasa niya yan. Jesus saved him. Jesus called him. Jesus commissioned him. So the gospel na kanyang tinanggap at ang gospel na kanyang tinuturo ay hindi nagmula sa tao, hindi nagmula sa sarili niyang kaalaman, kung hindi ito ay nagmula sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Pero teka muna, hindi ba nabanggit din sa Acts chapter 9 na nakausap ni Paul yung isang disciple na ang pangalan Ananias? And after that, marami siyang naging involvement or conversation sa ibang mga Christians? So hindi ba nasyerang kaya siya ng mga tao na yun? Hindi kaya narinig niya yung gospel na yun mula sa mga labi ng mga Kristiyano? So bakit sinabi niya ang gospel did not come to him in any human source? So mali ba yun, Pastor? Well, wala naman sinabi po si Paul na hindi gumamit ang Panginoon ng human instrumentation in the process upang malaman niya kung ano yung gospel. Paul has knowledge or information about the gospel. Yes, may knowledge at saka information si Paul about the gospel. Remember, napakinggan niya yung gospel sermon ni Stephen na kung saan inaprubahan niya ang pagkapaslang. Kung hindi niya alam ang gospel of grace na kung saan that transformed ang napakadaandang Kristiyano, di hindi na sana siya naging committed sa pagwasak ng Kristiyanismo. Yan ang pinakadahilan kung bakit niya winawasak ang Kristiyano. Kasi alam niya yung gospel na ito. Alam niya na threat itong gospel na ito sa Judaism. So dapat paslangin niya ito. So Paul is not saying that God did not use any human instrumentation for him to know the gospel. No. What he is saying is that the origin or yung source ng gospel ay uniquely galing kay Jesus himself because of his Damascus Road experience. Paul is not the source of the gospel. Disciples were not the source of the gospel. God is the source of the gospel. God is the gospel. Nalala ko nung bago-bago pa ako nagmamaneho po dito sa Dubai, I am so heavily dependent sa GPS. No? So kung saan kami magpunta ni Dian, talagang manginiginig pa ko, tumitingin dyan at tumitingin doon, no? Na umili ko pa, munti ka pa mabangga. So, there was one time na kinakailangan namin ni Dean pumunta sa Dubai Investment Park from Alnada. So, hindi ko alam kung gaano kalapit yon. Okay? So, I used yung GPS, put yung settings sa a specific location mismo sa DIP. And after what seems like more than an hour driving, napapansin na namin na medyo maladisyerto na yung mga kalsada na aking pinasok. At napapansin ko na parang wala atang sasakyan o tao. Nung iniimbestigahan ko po yung aking GPS, it turns out na wala na pala akong data. So yung kotse umiikot-ikot hurun sa cellphone ko. So, I was, in a way, trusting in an inaccurate source of information. Friends, when it comes to knowing God, when it comes to His sovereign plan sa life mo, are you trusting on the right source? So, panoon natin ngayon, napakadaming celebrity preacher or pastor na napapanood natin sa TV, napapanood natin sa YouTube, or nababasa sa social media. And minsan sila na po yung nagiging pinaka-main source natin ng nourishment of God's Word. Now, don't get me wrong, that there are a lot of preachers and evangelists dyan sa YouTube na kung saan masasabi natin sound yung kanilang doctrine, masasabi natin they're preaching the gospel well. But also, may mga preachers din dyan na kung saan who are not faithful. And it's very dangerous kung nakadepende tayo sa mga sasabihin ng tao or ng preachers regardless na tama yung tinuturo nila o hindi. Friends, we must understand that the complete and final revelation of God's word to man is in the pages of the Bible. This is the source of us to know God more. It points us to Christ. This is where God revealed his plan to fallen human race. This is where the gospel of Christ is written. So I encourage you, instead of opening your podcasts in the morning, open the pages of Scripture. Pero pastor, yung Bible ko nasa phone, you know what I mean. Okay, then buksan niyo yung phone niyo, then a Bible app. But if you got hard copy Bible, I suggest to lessen your distraction, go to the hard copies. Okay? Read your Bibles. Kung ano yung naririnig niyong sinasabi, regardless kung gaano kasound yung theologian na yan, open your Bibles. Be a Berean. Compare and contrast yung sinasabi nila. Kasi kung hindi ho tayo mag-iingat, lalabas na yung mamang ito o yung aling ito na ang pinaka-Bible natin. Which is delikado po. Regardless na kung gaano siya kabulaklak magsalita, kung hindi natin ang alam ang salita ng Diyos, yun na ang magiging point ng reference mo, ng salita ng Diyos. Open Scripture. Ask your elders to help you clarify some of the things that you hear online, some of the things that you are reading, na kung saan medyo inconsistent. That's why we ask you to open your Bibles. Look at the screens. We always point you to Scriptures kapag nagpe-preach ang preacher. Why? Because if you see and hear something na sinasabi ko that is not aligned sa Scripture, you have to talk to me. You have to clarify. You have to call me out. Nung hindi pa Christian si Paul, he has the knowledge of the gospel beforehand. But he was not illuminated by it. Going back sa ating point. It was Christ who illuminated the gospel kay Paul. It was Christ who has taken him out of darkness and placed him into his wondrous light. It was Christ who has changed his heart of stone to a heart of flesh through the gospel. So friends, it is Christ. Mga kaibigan, karamihan sa atin po dito have the knowledge of the gospel. That's the truth. Karamihan po sa atin dito, if not all of us, alam natin ang gospel ni Jesus Christ. Marahil lumaki ka sa church, sa Sunday school, anak ka ng pastor, lumaki ka sa isang Kristiyanong pamilya. Or maybe madalas ka nang umaattend dito sa Crossroads at you're being exposed, hopefully, sa gospel. Naka-attend ka na ng mga community groups or Bible study groups and Crossroads, and from there, you think, alam ko na ang gospel. You heard the gospel of grace again and again and again and again, at napipredict yun na yung sasabihin ko when papasok na yung gospel message. You read it, you've memorized it, and you've been singing about it. You have the knowledge of the gospel kagaya ni Paul nung siya ay hindi pa Kristiyano. But friends, knowing the gospel does not mean that you have been illuminated by it. Knowing the gospel is also different from believing the gospel. Knowing the gospel does not make you a Christian. Knowing the gospel does not make you a Christian. Satan knows the gospel. He's not a Christian. So pastor, how do I know that I am a Christian? Di ba Christian ako? Kung hindi ito yung reliyon ko, then Kristiyano ako. Now, hindi po yun ang ibig sabihin nun. In his book, Am I Really a Christian? Yun ang title ng kanyang libro, Am I Really a Christian? Ang author ng libro na ito ay si Mike McKinley. Meron tayong available book dyan sa bookstore if you want to purchase that book. He gives 6 points to challenge his readers to rethink kung sila ba talaga ay tunay na Kristiyano. It's a bold book, in a sense na upfront siya at sasabihin niya hindi ka Kristiyano kapag ginawa mo to or kapag ito ang kalagayan mo. And let me give you yung 7 points niya that can challenge us and even allow us to rethink kung tayo ba talaga ay Kristiyano. And Mike here backs it up with Scripture. I'm not going to explain this because of time. We're just going to go through it, okay? Well, number one, you are not a Christian just because you say you are a Christian. You're not a Christian hindi dahil sa sinabi mo na Christian ka o sinabi ng magulang mo na Kristiyano ka. Hindi ibig sabihin Kristiyano ka. Number two, you're not a Christian if you haven't been born again. If you have not been born again of the Spirit of God, then you are not a Christian. Number three, you are not a Christian just because you like Jesus. Type ko si Jesus Christ. Okay siya, naniniwala ako. You're not a Christian if you enjoy sin. Number five, you're not a Christian if you do not endure to the end. Number six, you are not a Christian if you don't love other people. And if I may add, you're not a Christian if you don't love your brother and sister in Christ. Seven, you're not a Christian if you love your stuff. Or if you love material things, or you love your car, or you love your money, or you love your job, or when I say love, is yung kung saan dinodiyos mo na. Yun ang sinasabi niya rito. Jesus said in Matthew 7:21-22, one of the very scary verses na nababasa ko dito about yung truth about Christianity. Sabi ni Jesus Christ in Matthew 7:21-22, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. So verse 22, on that day many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So Jesus said a lot of things here. Pero ang sinasabi, hindi purki na tinatawag mo in Jesus' name, eh Kristiyano ka na. Hindi niya sinasabi rito, actually mabibigat po yung bitaw rito sa verse 22. Sabi ng mga mamang ito, Lord, hindi ba nag-preach kami? Nag-prophesy kami? Nag-preach kami sa pangalan mo? Nag-preach ako ng gospel? Lord, hindi ba na nagpalayas kami ng mga demonyo sa pangalan mo? Abay, kung gusto mong basihan, kung Kristiyano talaga, nagpapalayas ang demonyo, ayun ang nakalagay dito, verse 22. At many mighty works, ang ibig sabihin doon, mga miracles, mga kababalaghan. That probably would be enough evidence na Kristiyano ako, pero ang sinabi ni Jesus Christ, I never knew you. In short, I do not have an intimate relationship with you. Friends, according to Jesus himself, there are many who think they are saved, yet are not. It is possible that we know the true gospel, but reject its truth. Let me say that again. It is possible that we know the true gospel, but reject its truth. We need God's Spirit to illuminate us. We need not just to know, but to believe. We need God to give us a heart of flesh. We need God to take us out of darkness because God is the source of salvation. Si Lord lang ang pwedeng magligtas, hindi Crossroads. Hindi si pastor ang mag... Minsan, when I was back in the Philippines, pastor, magdadala ako ng bisita, patanggapin mo. Parang kaya ko magligtas ng kaluluwa. Eh, pwede ko sa'yo, may bigat ng limandan, tumanggap ka. Hindi tatanggap yun. Because it's not about patanggapin mo ang tao naliligtas. It is through the preaching of the gospel and the working of the Spirit of God that opens eyes and break hard hearts. And that person would cry out, Jesus is Lord. The reason why people cry out, Jesus is Lord, because God changed the heart. You can never change your heart. No one can change your heart. That's why napakahalaga ng gospel message na pinipreach sa pulpit. Napakahalaga ng gospel message preach sa counseling. Napakahalaga ng gospel message sa conversation. If you're hoping and praying that God would change yung mga rebelding anak na to, that God would change my spouse, that God would change me, then you need the gospel. You need the truth about yourself na ikaw makasalanan, and the only hope you have is a holy God who died for your sins. It is possible that we know the true gospel but reject it. So Paul argues that the gospel message he believed and preached is not from any human source or invention. God is the source. Not only did Paul demonstrate the validity of the message he proclaimed, but he also gave a picture of God's transforming grace sa life niya, which is number 2 and last, God's work of grace, verses 13 hanggang 24. So verses 13 to 24, pinaalalahanan ni Paul ang mga readers niya how God graciously called and commissioned him to service. In the remaining verses, we will look at 3 sub-points. Una, Paul's life before he was a Christian. Number 2, how he became a Christian. And 3, after he became a Christian. Paul's life before he was a Christian, how he became a Christian, and after he became a Christian. Unang sub-point, Paul's life before he became a Christian. Look at verse 13 hanggang 14. For you have heard of my former life in Judaism, how I persecuted the church of God violently and tried to destroy it. And I was advancing in Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people. So extremely zealous was I for the traditions of my fathers. Ang dahilan po kung bakit ni Paul na-share ang dati niyang buhay upang ipaalam sa Galatians at ganun na rin sa mga false teachers that he was an unlikely candidate para sa gospel. Kung meron pwedeng gamitin ng Panginoon, kung makikita mo ang buhay ko, hindi ako kagamit-gamit. Dahil sa isa siyang fanatic. Panatiko saan? Panatiko sa Judaism, yung religion ng mga Jews. Panatiko siya sa religious traditions ng kanyang pamilya. Let me give some of his descriptions sa Acts chapter 26, verse 4 to 5. The Jewish people, sabi ni Paul, the Jewish people all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child. I'm reading this from the NIV version. Let me read it again. The Jewish people all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child. From the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that I conform to the strictest sect of our religion, living as a Pharisee. Sabi naman sa Philippians chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Dinidescribe niya ang kanyang sarili noon, circumcised on the 8th day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. So ano sinasabi ni Paul sa mga verses na to? Sinasabi ni Paul, he made it known that he was a Pharisee of Pharisees. Malalim ang kanyang religious orientation at ang background ng kanyang pamilya ay talagang long line of faithful Pharisees. And his personal commitment ay hindi mababaw. Isa siyang panatiko. Now to better describe o manuwan natin ano ba talaga itong mamang ito at yung kanyang passion, sa panahon natin ngayon, I read several theologians mention that he was, si Paul, in our time, is like a religious extremist. Religious extremist. Or kaya naman, pwede natin siyang ihambing sa isang terorista. Para siyang terorista. Ganon ang kanyang desire, ang passion. Si Paul ang tipong mama noon na kung saan nalaman niya na may faithful Christian na sasakay sa A380 na isang airplano, pag nalaman niya na may Bible study nangyari, talagang magpupuslit ng bomba yon at papasabugin niya. Ganong katindi yung passion ng mama na to. Terorista ito. He said, sinabi niya sa verse 13, he said it himself. Tingnan niyo sa verse 13. I persecuted the church of God violently to destroy it. Ibang klase itong mamang ito. Siya ang nagpa-approve ng martyrdom ni Stephen sa Acts chapter 8 verse 1. Siya ang sumugod sa mga iglesia at mga bayan ng mga Kristiyano at kinaladkad papalabas sa mga Kristiyano at pinakulong. Makikita sa Acts chapter 8 verse 3. Ito rin yung mama na to ang kung saan humatol ng kamatayan sa mga tao, mga Kristiyanong nakakulong. This is Paul the terrorist. Terrorist kanina sa mga Kristiyano. He is not just out to put a few Christians to silence, no. He was determined to destroy them all. Yun ang kanyang goal in life. He hated Christians and he hated Christ. And the sad part is, here's the sad part. He thought he was doing the right thing because he knew that he was sincerely doing it for God. He was a rebel. He rebelled against God. Friends, many of us here are like Paul before he became a Christian. We are naturally God haters. We are rebels. We rebel against God. We rebel against His Word. We rebel against His will sa ating buhay. We hate the things of God because we naturally gravitate towards the things of this world. Yun ang nature natin. We love the passions of this world. We love to give in to the lusts of our flesh. And the sad part is, we sincerely believe that it is okay. The sad part is, we think that we are right because it feels right. Friends, no matter how sincere we are in what we feel and believe, if we do not believe the truth of God's Word, if we do not believe the truth of the gospel of grace, we are sincerely wrong. Apart from Christ, we are hopelessly doomed. Kawawa tayo. God loved Paul so much that He doesn't want him to continue with his rebellion. And so God, by His grace, interrupted his life ng pagiging Pharisee, which we will see sa second subpoint, how he became a Christian. Pagkatapos i-share ni Paul ang kanyang lost condition nung hindi pa siya Christian, he now shared how God saved him at paano ginawa ang Panginoon ang pagliligtas niya kay Paul. Makikita natin sa verse 15 at saka 16. But when He who had set me apart before I was born and had called me by His grace was pleased to reveal His Son to me. Conversion is the work of God. In verses 13 to 14, Paul uses the singular pronoun I, madalas. I did this, I did that, I did everything. Pero pagdating sa verse 15 and 16, yung I na yun nasa negative, verses 15 and 16, the focus was changed by his small phrase, but when God. Ito ang ginagawa ko noon. Talagang salbahay ako. Talagang makasalanan ako. But when God. I love that part. Paul's rebellious heart was not a hindrance to the grace of God. God took the initiative in Paul's life. He didn't wait for Paul to make the first step to commit to himself. No, he didn't wait for Paul to be deserving ng kanyang pagmamahal. Hindi na hinantay ng Panginoon niya na mahalin siya ni Paul. Hindi na hinantay ng Panginoon na lumapit, na luhaan at duguan si Paul sa kanya kasi hindi mangyayari yon. Hindi mangyayari yon dahil sa kasalanan ng tao. He did not wait for Paul to love him. No, what did God do? Verse 15. But when He who had set me apart before I was born, I'd like to read the NIV version of this, which brings it home. But when God who set me apart from my mother's womb, it was God who called Paul to salvation. It was God who called Paul to service. Even before he was born, bago pa siya pinanganak. Even before he knew God, even before he knew right and wrong, God called him to salvation. God called him to service. Friends, God's work of grace in salvation sa life natin is no different. Ganyan pa rin magligtas ang Panginoon. God did not wait for us to come to Him para iligtas tayo ng Panginoon. Hindi. Because like Paul, we are spiritually dead. Patay. Dead people cannot talk. Dead people cannot walk. Dead people cannot listen. Dead people cannot love. Dead people cannot help themselves. Dead people cannot do anything. Dead people are inanimate. Animate. That's how it says John chapter 6 verse 44. No one can come to me, sabi ni Jesus Christ, unless the Father sent me draws him. Friends, this is the fallen condition of man. We are spiritually dead, spiritually unable to come to God for salvation. We did not choose God. We primarily did not choose God. God first chose us. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Verse 4 in Ephesians 1. Even as He chose us in Him, in Christ, before the foundations of the world, before creation, that we should be holy and blameless before Him. In love, He predestined us for adoption to Himself as sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of His will, to the praise of His glorious grace, with which He has blessed us in the Beloved, which is in Jesus Christ. 1 John 4:19. We love because He first loved us. Friends, this is God's amazing grace. He did not treat us as our sin deserve. He sent His only Son to die the criminal's death on the cross for rebels like us. Rebels who deserve death. The death that Christ died, He died and paid our sins in full. You know, ginawa ni Christ sa cross. He paid our sins in full because He had received the wrath of God in full. Yung nagngingit, naggalit ng Diyos sa kasalanan, binuhos sa anak because inako ng anak ang kasalanan natin. Jesus died in our place. He died and He was buried. Mga kaibigan, ang blessing po ng gospel ni Jesus Christ is this, that Jesus did not remain dead. On the third day, binuhay siya muli ng Diyos Ama. Raised Him from the dead, and those who repent from their sins, tumalikod sa kanyang kasalanan, pinagsisihan ng kanyang kasalanan, entrusted Jesus Christ and His finished work on the cross, will have eternal life. Friends, repent. Turn away from your sins. Trust Jesus Christ for forgiveness of our sins and for salvation. This is the gospel message that Paul preached. Hindi kayang imbento ang gospel ng tao ito. Kasi walang contribution ng tao sa kaligtasan. Ang nagliligtas ang Diyos through the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you have to repent. Talikuran mo ang iyong kasalanan. Idilagay si Kristo bilang Diyos at tagapagligtas ng iyong buhay. Paul is saying, no man-made gospel can save souls from God's eternal wrath. God called Paul to salvation, and He's also the one who called him to service, which is yung last part ng ating sub-point. Third, Paul's life after he became a Christian. Now, so verse 1, nagsimula si Paul sa pagpapakilala niya as an apostle of Jesus Christ and God the Father. So verses 11 to 12 naman, ang gospel ng kanyang pinipreach ay hindi galing sa tao. Ang verses 16 to 20, ang sinasabi niya ngayon sa last verses natin, nakuha niya ang training niya kay Jesus Christ. I know this is a controversial passage, pero yun ang totoo. After God called him to salvation, hindi siya dumiretso sa Jerusalem to receive instruction from any apostle or disciple. Dumiretso siya kagad sa Arabia. At nagstay siya doon for 3 years. Some theologians imply that Paul spent 3 years being taught by Jesus himself. Yung hint na yan ang galing sa chapter 1, verse 12. Maaring directly from Jesus Christ or maaring through the study of God's Word. Ngayon, being a regenerated believer, he now reads Isaiah through different lenses. Mas naiintindihan na niya ngayon. After neto, dumiretso siya sa Jerusalem. Pagdating sa Jerusalem, hindi naman niya na-meet lahat ng apostles. Natagpuan lang niya si Peter and James. In short, after 40 years ng kanyang conversion, pumunta si Paul ulit sa Jerusalem and privately nakipagtagpo sa mga leaders sa si Apostle Peter and John. Sa anong dahilan? So that they would compare gospel notes. Check nga natin kung pareho tayo ng pinipreach na gospel. Kasi ito yung tinuturo ko, sabi ni Paul, for 11 years eh. Ang training ko kay Jesus Christ, 3 years. Sabi naman ni Peter, uy! Kami rin, 3 years training kay Jesus Christ at ito naman yung tinuturo namin. And boom, they concluded, pareho. Pareho yung nag-training, pareho yung gospel na tinuturo sa Antioch, ganun din ang tinuturo sa Samaria, Judea, okay, and Jerusalem. And from there, the apostles, the Jerusalem apostles, yung mga celebrity apostles which Paul somehow jokes around sa passage ng mga Ephesians, na kung saan si yung mga apostles ay approved, you are a legit apostles. So if someone comes to you today and says, sabing apostle siya, sino nag-approve na original na 12? Wala. Thought so. The point, Paul, and so God gave saved Paul and called him to serve him specifically by preaching the gospel to the Gentiles as parang si Peter, God called him to share the gospel sa mga Jews. The point here is that once niligtas kayo ni Kristo, you will never be the same. Kapag niligtas kayo ni Kristo, iba na ang itsura mo, iba na ang salita mo, iba na ang tindig mo, iba na ang lakad mo sa buhay mo. You now live for Christ and His glory, hindi na para sa sarili mo. Paul was never the same anymore. He devoted his life in proclaiming not his name, but proclaiming Jesus for the fame of his name. Once he started living for Christ, God gets the glory. Hindi niya tinantanan ang pag-share ng gospel ni Jesus Christ na kung saan sinare natin kanina. That's why he says in Philippians, to live is for Christ. To die is gain. Yun po yung verses 21 hanggang 24. Then I went into the regions of Syria and Cilicia. And I was still unknown in person in the church. See, hindi nga kilala si Paul. Dumadaan-daan siya sa city ng Cilicia, hindi siya namumukaan na siya si Paul. So yung sinabi niya, still unknown in person to the churches in Judea. But look at verse 23. They only were hearing it said, he who used to be a persecutor is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. Hindi kilala ang itsura niya. Kita mo naglalakad si Paul Dianna. Pero alam nila yung storya. Alam niyo yung storya? Yung dating kaaway na kalaban ng gospel, ngayon pinoproclaim yung gospel. Bakit hindi siya kilala? Bakit yun ang ginawa ng Panginoon? Dapat kahit pa paano namumukaan siya. Kasi itong reason, verse 24. And they glorify, not Paul, God. Because of me. Friends, is God glorified in you as you preach the gospel, as you walk in step with the gospel? Whose fame are you living for right now? The gospel that Paul preaches gives God glory. Bilang church, lead us to crossroads. This is our prayer, that we would be marked by faithfulness to the gospel in words and in deeds, so that this church would give God the glory. Friends, let us pray that we have this desire to know God more and to share Him more. Because the gospel of grace from God transforms rebels to followers of Christ for the glory of God. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your glory to be revealed in our life. Dalangin namin, kung meron mga tao ngayon dito na kinakausap ninyo na hindi nyo pa anak at binubuksan nyo ngayong oras na ito ang kanilang mga mata at puso at ngayon nauunawaan ang Ebanghelyo, we praise your name. We may not know them. Maybe one day we would, but we praise for one sinner who repents. I pray that you would use Crossroads to help them to walk in the grace and knowledge of Christ. I pray for my brothers and sisters, including myself, that you would help us walk in step of the gospel and link arms together in fighting sin and pursuing holiness, righteousness, and purity. not for our glory, for yours alone. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.